leftists have completely destroyed the West. They've destroyed our brains and our societies. The extent of the destruction is so great that it's going to take an enormous backlash that will probably overcorrect and might take generations to untangle. The situation is so bad that many people don't even recognize it. They don't even recognize themselves as leftists. It's such a big problem that it might take multiple generations before things actually course correct. The extent of the damage is just so deep. Over 30 years, they've bastardized our language. They've destroyed our education, caused unimaginable division. They've wrecked our communities and sandbagged and set back the lives of millions and millions of people. They've made us poorer, more ignorant, less productive, less innovative, and more censorious than any other time in modern history. The public is starting to understand this in the US and the UK. Even the left in the UK have realized that some of the things that they're doing and saying have maybe gone a bit too far, because they know that they're going to get absolutely wrecked at the next election. And when I say the left, I don't just mean the Labour Party in the UK, because the Conservatives are not conservative at all. They're left as well. They give this idea that they are centrist, but they're not. They're socialists, with socialist policies, socialist ideas, and socialist assumptions about the world. They're not conservative. The only political terrain that exists at scale in the UK is left. They are all left. And thankfully, the population is starting to realise, looking about themselves, that there's this absolute shit show of a country that we're living in. A joke, a clown world of a place that we're living in has been brought about by these idiots, by the left in the UK. We've been infected with a cancer over all of these decades that's gone largely unnoticed. This cancer has infected every major institution in the UK. The NHS, the civil service, the security services, even the military to a certain extent. And this cancer is not like a tumour that can be cut out. This cancer is deeper than that. It runs in everything that we do. It is the air that we breathe. It's like a blood cancer. And this blood cancer is so pervasive that most people don't even know that ideas and assumptions that they have and the culture that we have has largely shifted to the left. And this, it's this that is responsible for most of the mess that we see around us. Many people have no idea that the opinions that they spout would be considered completely insane about 10 years ago. They would just be laughed out of the room as just some sort of completely bonkers Marxist nonsense. Instead, these ideas are completely normal. We are like the frog in a pot of water that gets slowly boiled over time and doesn't realise until its brains are eventually completely cooked. That's what's happened to us. Our brains have been cooked, the culture has been poisoned, the institutions have been taken over. To make things worse, the UK is in the worst possible situation to deal with such a situation. We have no clearly defined constitution of any kind. It's a complete bloody mess. Nobody is taught about the way that the government works at school. The whole thing is avoided conveniently. We have a country that has a population that has been able to sit back and be politically disengaged because of hundreds and hundreds of years of relatively stable government, solid civil institutions. And these things have led to a population that is politically disengaged. Everything just sort of continues to work quietly in the background. What this has led to is it's led to a political class that have understood that their job is to administer the country in the way that they seem fit, because the population doesn't really pay attention anyway. Most of us don't. We don't pay attention. We don't have the time. So we're politically disengaged. The people in the UK are like highly domesticated animals. And I don't mean that in a disparaging, it is disparaging, but it's the truth. We don't care about our country, our community, and our society. We just don't care about it. If we did, we wouldn't have allowed all of this nonsense to happen. We do nothing. 20 years ago, maybe even 10 years ago, many of the things that have become normal in the British government today, people would be losing their minds. People would be on the streets, people would be demonstrating, but instead, people do nothing. They don't care. Everything is, well, what's the point? What's the point of doing anything? because after all of the politicians are the same. Sometimes it's the red team, sometimes it's the blue team. It comes, it goes. Sometimes things are good, sometimes things aren't. Nobody actually pays attention to what the hell these people are doing. And that's why we're in the situation we're in today. So this highly domesticated population, this unpoliticized population, this bored, sheep-like population that just chews its cud, is a perfect opportunity for politicians just to do whatever the fuck they like. They've benefited enormously from this disengagement because it's been an opportunity for them to accumulate vast amounts of power over nearly every aspect of our lives, because it's all been done under our noses. They know that nobody really pays attention. And if they do pay attention, they pay attention for half a day, maybe even a little longer. And then it's completely forgotten and they move on. They know that at the end of the day, they can do what the hell they like in order to push their particular ideas. We wake up to news about non-crime hate incidents, police knocking at people's doors for writing hurty words. We have a country where we have AI dragnets that monitor all of our communications and issue search warrants based on AI algorithms in order to stop far-right extremism. We live in a country where this kind of fishing expedition is just swept under the carpet, and it's all dressed up as a way of making the UK safer. We have a situation where our schools are refusing to show parents what exactly is being taught on the curriculum. We have kids that are being encouraged to pretend that they're boys or girls just because that's how they feel and they're little children. We have a sex education system that's teaching little kids about the benefits of anal play. And we do nothing. We have a momentary second of outrage about how ridiculous it is, and then just bury our heads in the sand. We have a country that has a population of young people with unbelievable mental health problems that is being caused by the destabilizing of the meaning of words, by pushing all of these agendas. We demonize strength and ability in our schools, and we lionize weakness as being a virtue. There's no vision. There's no golden place that we're going to. In fact, there's no hope. There's nothing. Because essentially there is no leadership. There's no confident leadership. The political class are simply mindless bureaucratic administrators that are bent on pursuing their own particular goals, regardless of what the plebs on the street actually think. Of course, the reason why they do this is because the normal people, they don't do anything. They don't do anything. A few people will make a fuss, but the politicians are not completely stupid. They know that there is a balance to be struck, and that balance of their constant desire to accumulate power, not too much too quickly, or it will cause too much of a fuss, but there is that constant power seeking that they have. And it's led to a situation where we live in a country today that is completely alien to the world that we had 15 years ago. It's completely different. It's unrecognizable. It's been transformed. And the reason why it's been transformed is because everyone has just slowly had their brains cooked as weird leftist ideas have been propagated throughout every single institution in the country. All of the media, all of the universities, all of the schools, all of the security services, everywhere. It has become totally saturated over time, and no one has done a damn thing about it. The situation is so bizarre that we are confused about what is a terrorist. We don't know what beauty is anymore. We don't know. We've lost the ability to even tell what is good and what is bad. We've become stupid. We've become disengaged and stupid. And we've been manipulated into this by an encroachment of leftist ideas that have destroyed nearly everything. It's not as if the UK is alone in this either, of course. If we look at Europe in general and Scandinavia, if we look at Sweden, and if we look at Germany and France and Italy, these are also places where cities have become crime-ridden hellholes, completely hollowed out as power has been transferred from people and communities across to the government, because everybody in the communities is just sleeping, because they blindly trust the system. One of the reasons why Germany has been particularly bad is that it is not dissimilar to the UK. People trust the system so much that they just don't think. People don't think. They don't use their brains. They haven't had to actually think about anything. All they've had to do is simply defer their thinking, outsource their brain to whatever the government tells them is right. Now we're reaping the fruit of this stupidity. We've become stupid, and we've created this situation through our own stupidity and lack of attention and care. So our economies are getting wrecked, our communities are being broken, our societies are smashed because we've been sleeping, naive and willfully ignorant about dealing with any of this. Because, oh, it'll all work out in the end. Your assumed rights have gone. Censorship, freedom of speech, it's gone. Crime has become this weird, blurry concept that's become tangled up deeply with race. We don't know what a crime is. Your children are not really yours anymore. They belong to the state. We've had nearly all of our freedoms taken away from us, and we haven't even noticed. So there are two schools of thought about how this has come about, why it's happened. And there are people that will say that, well, there's a plan. This whole thing has been planned, this sort of globalist takeover. But then, on the other hand, there's another group, a smaller group, I think, that says that this is all a bit of an accident. There's been no plan. The reason why it's happened is because of this. It's just happened. It's a strange emergent property of certain cultural changes that have happened over a long time. It's easy to see why people would think that there's a big plan, because it makes everything really easy to understand. We can look at somebody like Klaus Schwab and the way that there is a very deep web of political contact and influence throughout different countries, tying people together, trying to coordinate things. I don't think that this is what's happened. I think that there are people, groups, that are taking advantage of the situation, but I think what's really happened is that it really is an accident. The people that are a part of these globalist groups, these technocratic administrators, they have a kind of contempt for normal people. They are the political and media class. They are the university educated elite. Things have changed so that the left despises the working class. They have no interest in them. They have enormous contempt for the traditional working class. The days of Labour supporters having someone who is going to be on their side, like the days of Neil Kinnock, are just completely forgotten. They're completely over. These people today have no interest at all in the working class. They hate you. They see them as uneducated gamins. They want all of the plebs to pay attention to their better educated facilitators. They're told to believe in the experts. Instead, there's no need to think for themselves. Instead, pay attention to the experts. Do as you're told. You're poorly educated. We know how to implement a better world. This kind of extraordinary arrogance is completely pervasive in the political class, and that's why there is this enormous distance now between what most normal people think and the political class. The distance is there because we've allowed it to happen. We just sit back and say nothing. We don't make a fuss. We don't make any noise. We do jack shit. And they love it. It's enabled them to become Westminster today. And also the same with the Biden administration. The presidency, the White House, has accumulated enormous power. Westminster has accumulated enormous power. In fact, the culture has gotten so rotten that a large percentage of people have been enthused by having more laws, more restrictions, more censorship, more control, bigger government. They love it. They absolutely love it. COVID made that very, very clear. People loved being told what to do. They didn't have to think. They don't want to think. People have become absolutely terrified of personal responsibility, of risk of any kind. I don't think that there is any bogeyman or bogeyman group that has this grand narrative, this big vision for the world that's in control of what's going on. I think that it's an accident. It's an accident that is our fault, and it's an accident because it's our fault. It's something that we have to fix, and it will be fixed. The problem is, the situation that we've caused is so big, so unfathomably disastrous, that it could take generations and enormous economic and social destruction before anything gets fixed, because it will take a long time before people actually start to do something. The next election is coming up next year, both in the US and in the UK. And my concern, of course, is that people, certainly in the UK, they're just not going to vote. They just won't vote. Labour will get in, but it will be probably the lowest turnout in all history, when the opposite should be true. The opposite should be true. People should be absolutely bloody livid about what's going on. And in private, they might be. But when it comes to actually doing something, they have no spine and they have no balls. We have become neutered, domesticated, manipulated, and taken advantage of. So we will do nothing. We will say that, well, what's the point? There's no point in voting. They're all the same. And then it will be another 4 years of bullshit and destruction, a little bit of change here, a little bit of change there, and then another 4 year cycle. How bad do things have to get? How far does it have to go before people have had enough? How is it acceptable to have a situation with boats coming across to the UK, the total bastardization of our legal system? We can't get doctor's appointments. We have a waiting list of millions and millions of people on the NHS, and yet the doctors go on strike. We have an education system that is essentially guaranteeing that the future of UK GDP is going to be an absolute bloody disaster. And by the way, anyone who might think that, well, you know, we're doing better than the rest of Europe, this is true. But that's only because the rest of Europe is so utterly fucked that by comparison, we're just slightly less fucked than they are. So I don't think there is a plan. There is no plan, no grand conspiracy, no group or figurehead that we can identify and take down. Instead, what we have is a natural response to a population that just doesn't give a shit anymore, to a population that is spoilt, naive, and happily ignorant. Since the 60s, we've created a culture that has demonized and blamed Western civilization for just about everything that's gone wrong in the world today. A culture that says that power is evil and kindness and love is the way to build a better world. Universities expanded on these ideas over the years, intellectualizing them in English departments and philosophy departments. Names like Noam Chomsky, Edward Said, led to people like Naomi Klein, and eventually have led to people like Claudine Gay at Harvard. This pervasive moving through the system, the encroachment of mad ideas that on the face of it sound nice, sweet, and kind, have ended up completely destroying our societies. And of course, these universities have spawned millions of students that have been propagandized into this way of thinking and developed opinions and assumptions about the world that are poisonous and toxic. It's a kind of mad suicide, a suicide of everything that is good about Western civilization. about the way we see ourselves, about the way we run our societies. There is a disdain for all of the institutions that had that have essentially created the entire modern world. There is a disdain for these, a contempt for these institutions, for these attitudes and social norms. Everything instead must be overthrown because it's all toxic, it's all poisonous, and everything now instead is seen through this lens of diversity, equity, and inclusion. These racist, deeply divisive goggles that everybody has had strapped to their heads. And leftism has a dark, misanthropic, and hateful perspective of the world and humanity. It's deeply narcissistic, obsessed with control. It's obsessed with power, and it is spiteful. The left is lacking in self-awareness to such a degree that they can't even see the hypocrisy of the way that many behave. It's almost indistinguishable from brown shirts running around in 1930s and 40s Germany. They've become the exact thing that they profess to hate. Because at the end of the day, they are right. They believe in what they're doing. And because the belief is there and the competition to believe more than others is associated with moving up the social hierarchy, competing to push these crazy ideas. Subsequently, anything is justified to achieve the goal. Economic destruction, the ripping apart of social fabric, the re-engineering of the minds of your children. Everything is justified. Destruction, death, anything to achieve the goal of a more equal world. These ideas and opinions that have been pushed into the minds of our young people have slowly propagated throughout society until eventually they get older and they have their hands on the levers of power. These are the people that now work and control the BBC. These are the people that are the majority of the political class. These are the people that work in the civil service. These are the managers and the directors at the NHS. It's this generation that has been propagandized that is in charge of nearly everything in our country. The role of doing their job has changed. The assumptions about doing their job has changed. If you're working for a large corporation, it's not simply the business of making money. It's the business of doing good. It's not about doing your job at face value. It's about going further. It's about the normalization of political activism into every part of people's work life, slowly educating and engineering the minds of the consumers to help create a fairer, more equitable world. Of course, of their design. The actual nature of the relationship between the people that are in control and the population are at odds with each other. You see, they see themselves as superior. After all, look at what they've achieved. They're in positions of authority and power. They've been able to work their way through the corporate system and become successful. So it's their moral imperative to go the extra mile and do something about it. They have the ability to do it. The problem is that they are self-appointed arbiters of morality. They know better than you and I. And they see it as their job, their responsibility, to make sure that you think right, that you think correctly. It is their job to tell you what to do, to persuade you, to nudge you, to manipulate you, to believe in the things that they believe, into the assumptions that were pumped into their heads when they were at university. But they are not like the rest of us. Many of these are people, the upper middle classes, the chattering middle classes, the people whose wives work in charities. They compete with each other in terms of virtue within their own particular social circle. These are the families with children that go to private schools that pump them with kindness and empathy until they are completely divorced from reality. These are the people that are enthused by the latest diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in their workplace. They love talking about how they tried veganism, about how their tantric yoga therapist is so fantastic. These are the people that spend an enormous amount of money on making sure that their purchase decisions are in line with their climate change beliefs. These are the people that love to show off the fact that they took on Ukrainian orphans. These are not people that are normal. These are people that live in a world that is radically different from normality. They are not like you and I. Their world is completely different. They do not understand risk. They do not understand despair. They do not understand these things because they've never had to deal with these things. Their arrogance is something that is born from a lack of contact with actual reality. They've been shielded from the reality and chaos of the world because they've been able to build up and work in an infrastructure that rewards box ticking, that rewards obedience. Their success oftentimes is one based not on thinking for themselves, but by diligently following orders and doing as they're told, building out the system, believing in the system. These people are not normal. They are bureaucrats and technocrats. And it's these people that think that they are the ones that can engineer a better world. In the 90s and early noughties, we would laugh at these kinds of people. We would call them champagne socialists, and we would mock them for their hypocrisy. But what's happened is that they have come to be so effective about propagating these ideas, these leftist ideas, that they have turned everything upside down. Ugliness is beauty. Terrorism is activism. Shit is art. Weakness is good. Humanity is to these people like a broken watch that needs to be fixed, and they can fix it because they know better than you. And of course, amongst all of their peers, there are experts who they're able to consult who know nothing outside of their very narrow, myopic domain. After all, it would be wrong of them not to do this in their own minds. It would be an abrogation of their responsibility. It's their responsibility to fix everything. It's their responsibility to fix you. They believe. They really believe, and they are surrounded by other people who agree with them. They believe that what they are doing is right, what they are doing is ethical, what they are doing is moral, and what they are doing is just. And you might not like it, but the reason why you don't like it is because, essentially, you're stupid. Because, after all, they are smarter than you. They are the self-appointed moral, ethical arbiters of society. We didn't ask them to do it, but they've done it anyway, and we haven't made a fuss, so here we are. The doctor has given the patient the medicine, and it's poisoned us. We are reaping the fruit of decades of blissful ignorance, decades of political activity and disinterest, decades of not thinking for ourselves, decades of blindly believing everything that is spoon-fed into our domesticated little mouths as truth. What did we think was going to happen? That they have your best interests at heart. The extraordinary naivety that it takes to actually think that. The goals of a better, equitable society have instead created a dystopian, dark, censorious, hopeless place. A place of mass surveillance and control. A place where there are concerns about even how to speak to one another in private. In fact, privacy itself has been under attack to such an extent that it barely exists anymore. You need to be careful what you say. It's created a hollow, inhumane, ugly world that is monochrome and lacking in joy. They've removed the humanity out of our culture. We are not broken watches to be engineered by experts. We are ultimately individuals. We are thinking persons. We are part of a beautiful, organic system. Looking around, you can tell that the wind has changed. You can tell that the tide has turned. People are waking up to the fact that things are shit. not just one or two things, but things are shit nearly everywhere. The people are starting to understand what has happened to them. A lot of the young people in particular, especially the younger men, people have had enough. So the situation can't get much worse. It's just a matter of time before things turn around. The only question is how long is it going to take? How long will it take before people actually demand accountability from politicians? How long is it going to take before you actually have a spine and some balls and refuse openly to tolerate this bullshit? All it takes is for you to stand up and to say no. All it takes is to have a spine and some balls. Nothing will change otherwise. It's going to happen. But every day that you tolerate this bullshit in the workplace, this bullshit with the government, this bullshit with the NHS, the bullshit with the civil service, each time you say nothing, whether it's conversations with friends and families, whether it's conversations around the water cooler at work, every time you say nothing and mindlessly agree with these lunatics and these lunatic ideas, you are part of the problem. It's going to change, but you need to have some spine and some balls. There needs to be a lot less tolerance for people that talk about these stupid ideas that have destroyed the world that we live in. And it's time to take the power back.